Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into our guest interview segment again this hour, and Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon taking some time out of his schedule to visit with us today. Governor, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, good morning, and happy October to everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. That time of year, and you know, Governor, we're heading into the month of October, as you said. We just came out of September, which is National Suicide Prevention Month, and I wanted to touch on this first because Wyoming does have the 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline, and I wanted to follow up on that, see how that line's being used in Wyoming and what the future of that line is. Understand there's maybe some funding concerns for it.
Well, yeah, you know, first, it is working. It's made a big difference. I think the last numbers I saw, it was a kind of a surprise, about 22,000 calls, I think, and 99.8% of those calls did not require law enforcement or EMS intervention. People were using it heavily, and really it's making a difference. You know, having somebody local that knows where Thane is or Aetna, you know, makes a difference, you know, and so that program is working. We're anxious to see the funding get through. You know, last session, there was an effort to say, let's make it so that people can donate. But Wyoming has no ability to do a tax deduction. And so we're frankly trying to figure out ways that we can make that funding a little more permanent. As I say, it is eliminating the costs of having law enforcement or EMS respond to a call, and it really has made a big difference.
You know, there are other groups, for example, prevention coalitions around the state. Our listeners are familiar with the Lincoln County Preventing ATODS Coalition, which does a lot of mental health awareness. And how does the 988 number work with the local groups like that?
Well, it's a number that people can remember, and if, you know, it's not intended in any way to supplant or replace what local groups are doing. You know, there's great stuff going on up in Pinedale. There's really terrific stuff with veterans in Cody and down here in Casper. All of those efforts are going apace, but we're all pretty familiar with the 988 system, and that call. It seems to be something that people in need, in crisis, can get to. I think with a lot of these other efforts that we're working on, we're really making sure that we're trying to address issues before they become crisis. So we want to make sure that we are able to get to people as they're starting to have maybe some difficulty feeling good about themselves or about their circumstances, to try to address those things well beforehand so that we can take an all of the above approach to mental health. It's suicide for Wyoming is one of those statistics that is just depressing. We're number one in the country. We have two counties that are the number one counties in our state are Sweetwater and Gillette. And so we're really actively working hard to find whatever way we can address this issue and make sure people get the assistance they need.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, the Ride Education Initiative is starting to roll out. One of our own school districts here, Lincoln 1 and Kemmer, is a pilot district for this. Tell us what the Ride Initiative is, at least remind us what this is and how things are going with it.
Sure. Well, about a little over a year ago, we started listening to community members, to businesses, to parents, and to schools. What are the things that we could do better? We wanted to, instead of going with, some national curriculum or some, sort of organized effort, we wanted to listen to what people on the ground really wanted from their students and from their schools. And what they told us was really eye-opening. They told us that they wanted to have more student-centered learning, the ability to concentrate more on being able to show your abilities rather than just getting moved through the system. We wanted to kind of take a little bit of a redirection on making sure that we had the educational opportunities that people thought were most valuable. Turns out that when we looked at all of the statewide assessments, it took about 23 years, if you can imagine, 23 years to teach all of our standards, obviously too much. So the RIDE initiative kind of paralleled alongside with the Portrait of a Graduate, which was the Board of Education's efforts and the superintendent's efforts on the future of learning, and kind of came out and said, we want to try some new opportunities. We're going to locate in schools. We're going to really listen to what schools are doing. As you said, Kemmerer, Lincoln County 1 is one of the pilots. We had about 300 educational professionals and teachers and administrators who came to our kickoff event in Casper. And I got to tell you, the enthusiasm there, the fact that teachers are finally saying, look, instead of teaching to a test, we're able to teach for what makes the most sense for our students. We can be thoughtful about what we care about, which is teaching students as opposed to what's the next test and how are we going to make sure our students are prepared for it. All of this is really designed around making sure Wyoming is out in the front of the country in leading education and recognizing that that starts by respecting what's happening at the local level, by respecting what parents, what teachers, and what community and industries want. So it's very exciting. Really look forward to seeing the results of what happens both in Kemmerer and in the 8 other districts that are trying it. Obviously, we'll learn some lessons, but we're off to a great start.
How long do you expect the RIDE initiative to be in the pilot stage? Obviously, at the end of the school year, you reevaluate. Are you hoping to roll that out to more districts in the 2024-25 school year? Or how long is the pilot phase?
No, absolutely. Our hope is that the lessons learned from this will help inform education across the board. My interest has always been, and this is ever since I was on the school board in Johnson County, how do we deliver the best educational experience to our kids? How do we make sure we equip them for both a successful life, being a good citizen, but also great careers? Wyoming has a lot of opportunity in that respect. And then I think the other thing is just to sort of back off from what we've been doing for 20, 25 years of imposing sort of national things on our local education system and asking people to respond. Instead, we're building from the ground up, starting with the communities and the parents. And so we'd like to see that roll out pretty much to every district. And I think that, you know, one of the things that was, I think, part and parcel of this was trying to make sure that our dollars that we spend, that we, you know, were taxed on for our schools, that those go to appropriate education that local communities can say, yep, I think that's the way to spend those dollars.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up today. Governor, another topic of discussion that's caused some concern amongst a lot of Wyoming residents is a proposed Pacific Court rate hike. And for those Rocky Mountain Power customers, both residential and, you know, just say maybe a radio station that's blowing out a 10,000-watt transmitter. This is kind of concerning because this is a real significant rate hike that a lot of people are saying might be a little over the top. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I've got to be a little bit mindful about exactly where that is. I think it's a very high rate increase. I tell you, this office is doing everything we can to make sure that we can figure out a way to keep this rate increase lower. Let me be clear about that. I want to go talk to Warren Buffett. I want to talk to him about why are we getting hit with this? Is it fair across the region? And I intend to really dive down deep into that. We've been monitoring this on a regular basis. As you know, Rocky Mountains is the highest, almost 30% rate increase. Why is that? How much of it is related to green energy? How much of it is related to new storage? How much is related to forest fires? We really want to cut it down into, you know, bite-sized chunks and evaluate each one of those, because Wyoming customers really need to have reasonable rates. They need to know their power can turn on when they need it, but they need to know it has to be affordable. And that's where we're going to focus our efforts.
Governor, another topic of concern that's been one of the top priorities across our listening audience and many other counties in the state has been property taxes. And not a lot happened in the last legislative session in Cheyenne other than Senator Dockstader was able to kind of sneak in a late proposal that passed to help the elderly with property taxes. But other than that, a lot of bills that were proposed were defeated. What would you like to see happen? Property tax invoices here in Lincoln County just went out in the last couple of weeks and another pretty significant increase. And so what are you hoping to see in Cheyenne in the upcoming session to put at least a stop to the rise and maybe help people out?
You bet. Well, I you know, I'm very aware of the fact our own taxes in Johnson County went up about 27%. That's on top of about a 25% a year ago. Those numbers, I think, are even higher in Lincoln County. And so there's no question that property tax increases have a dramatic effect. And I think the people living on fixed income, you know, you talked about Senator Dockstader's efforts for the elderly. We wanted to make sure that we had a property tax refund program. 91% of all applications that were received got refunds. Lincoln County had, I think, 346 applications, and an average of the refunds that we were able to deliver was about $786 each. But we can't keep doing the refund program because it just goes year to year. I wanted to make sure that we recognized the challenge that was happening. And I think it's important that people understand the reason why those assessed valuations is going up is because we have such a wonderful state. So people are moving here. We love them moving here. But when they raise the prices of real estate, that raises our assessed valuation. So, you know, we've all been a little bit the victim of our own success. What I do am really excited about is that we have several different efforts that are underway to look at ways that we can address this issue. There are proposals on caps. We looked at one which we think probably results in about $80 million of reduction. Of course, it reduces school a little bit too. But that's part of, why we have this RIVE initiative. That's certainly one proposal. There are some proposals to try to look at ways that we can target residential property. Of course, there's a constitutional amendment that got put on the ballot that'll allow for residential property to be valued differently from industrial property. And I think, I'm hopeful that people understand, that is a really important component of trying to figure out how to separate this out so that we can reduce taxes on residential. Let me make that comment again, reduce taxes on residential with something like a homestead exemption, you know, $50,000. There's a number of those kinds of proposals that are being worked on through the legislature. I'm going to look at every single one of them. I think we need to have the relief. But here's the other side of that too, Duke, and that we found this out when we lost about a third of our income during those dark days of 2020. We had to make some really tough choices about where we made those cuts. And in healthcare, that's the largest, one of the largest departments that we had. We had to look in our Department of Health. We did all the stuff we could to make it more efficient, but in the end, we also had to drop some senior programs. People remember, because I still get comments today, one of the easy things for us to do was to shut down rest areas close to towns. We had it in the option that if the town wanted to pick up the difference, they could. We'd certainly lease it to them for nothing. Very few people wanted to do that. When we have those reductions, there are tough choices that come on the other side. So I think what we need to do is find a balanced approach. And because I'm a conservative, because I am a Republican, I believe that taxation absolutely has to be at the lowest level. So when it's in my district, when it's in my county, I know what that tax is being spent for, and I can vote up or down on it. I don't really want to try to foist it off on our mineral industry. They've got enough problems as it is, and they pay the bulk of our taxes, both our ad valorem taxes and then obviously our severance taxes. So we've got to find a balance on the way through here and give real relief to people who need it most. And that's really where we focused.
Governor, I know we're running short on time, so just one final question or comment on that. But one thing that we're hearing a lot of is where, okay, I'm paying this much extra, where's that money going in the state of Wyoming? And you spent some time handling the finances of the state before becoming governor, and one thing that you said when you became governor is you want it very clear and open what's happening with state money. And so where can people go to find out where's their property taxes going to?
Well, I obviously the local property taxes are handled by the local treasurer, and your treasurer should be able to show you exactly who's getting what money where. On a state level, when it comes to the mineral taxes that are the severance taxes that are collected, those are also collected. A lot of them are also collected by the local treasurer. So stopping by your local treasurer's office, getting a sense of that. And then, of course, you can look at our Department of Revenue and see the breakdown on how taxes are being collected and where those dollars are going to.
Well, I'm Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, thank you for your time. We always appreciate it.
Duke, thanks very much. And it's hunting season over in Johnson County. I don't know if it's opened yet. This is our second day, and I'm sitting there grinding my teeth because I'm in the office, and I really would like to be out chasing the wily wapiti.
Hey, when we get a 70-degree day like we have been the last couple of times, we got to take it, right? Got to take it.
You bet.
Hey, that's Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up, all part of the SVI Radio Network.